Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's crazy feeling and
Buddy Holly brings us back to the late, great Buddy Holly, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com, the author of, I'm trying to remember the first book, Ivan, which one was it?
The first book that...
Masters of Networking, that was one of the first ones.
World's Best No Marketing Secrets.
There you go, that's it.
My first book actually sold about 20 copies, so nobody knows what it is.
So many books, folks. Please find Ivan wherever books are sold and pick a book out that will suit you. I promise you, it will help you. Ivan, he is, he's the galactic guru of networking. Ivan, we're talking about questions that you ask people when you meet them for the first time. You've known people like this. You're probably like this. You get a couple of guys together, a couple of folks together who are professional networkers, and they sort of have a stalemate. They have a standoff, right? Tell me what you do. No, tell me what you do first. You know, and I've known people who wouldn't, I couldn't get them to talk about themselves for them trying to get me to talk about myself. Who gives in? Who says, okay, I'll go first?
You know, that's probably a good problem.
It's kind of a high-class problem, isn't it?
but it has happened. And so I'll just give a short answer as to, you know, what I do and then say, so tell me more about what you do and flip it back over to them. Because the truth is, if you really want to network, it's all about building relationships. And you don't build a relationship unless you have information. And so you get information. You and I have done these interviews a lot of times.
Yeah.
But, you know, you asked me this morning a question that I know you've asked sort of in the past in 17 years, but not quite as direct as you did today. And that's, you know, tell me about how you started your business. How did you start the business?
What were you thinking?
I love
to ask entrepreneurs that question. Tell me what was going on in your mind when you started your business.
And that's a little different than you've asked in the past. And that makes a great question to ask somebody when you meet them for the first time.
And when they ask me that, I say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah. It's not a threatening question, so they'll open up and they'll really go into some depth, usually, as to what they were thinking and why they started it.
Do you like the idea, when you say, all right, so you say to me, okay, Jim, what do you do? And I tell you, do you like moving off the list a little bit maybe and saying, well, hey, do you know so-and-so over two counties over? I know somebody's in your business over there in Sheboygan or whatever. Do you recommend that kind of, you know, trying to build some kind of commonality, some kind of
You want to follow the direction of the discussion. You don't want to have that sheet of paper with all the questions and make sure and you are
let the other person take you where let the conversation seek its own level.
Right. It's not so linear. It shouldn't be so linear. It should be more like a tree branch and go off in different directions. And you should then follow those. Well, tell me more about that person. And you said, you know, if they name somebody and you know them, have a discussion about that. How do you know them? You know, did you meet them through your business? Or it's good to have those kinds of discussions. It's one of the things that I learned in the book, Business Networking and Sex, The Difference Between Men and Women, is that women are great at that kind of a discussion. They'll go through all those.
Oh, yeah, they love those kinds of questions and answers.
Yeah, and women did better in the survey we did of 12,000 people. They did better at networking because of things like that. Yeah. They were very relational in the way they networked.
Men want to cut to the chase.
Yeah, a man wants to cut to the chase. I remember standing there watching one guy listening to these two women talk about how they both had an overlapping relationship with this particular person, and the guy's like, his eyes roll up behind his head, and he was like, oh, God, bleed me out. Who cares about this woman? We're here to network.
I know it.
And I'm thinking, well, no, there is the difference between the way men network and the way women network.
Well, that's right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we do think linear, and they don't think linear, and they're kind of happy about that. But there's got to be a mix in the middle, though, right? I mean, sometimes you got to quit asking questions and say, hey, you know, let's do business, or what can I do to help you, or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it was one of the things that many, many women in that particular book that I did said that they weren't as strong at asking for the sale.
Yeah.
Men tended to be much more direct in asking for the sale. The problem is they tended to do it too early, and
that's
women
right.
tended to do it a little late.
Yep.
And so what you're saying is you know, it needs to be a little bit of a blend of the two, and you're absolutely right.
As I'm thinking back on the training salespeople over the years, that's been my experience. Hey, Ivan, we've got to wrap it up. It's been great having you here again today. Let's do 17 more years of this. What do you think?
I'm in.
All
I'm
right.
in, my friend. It's been a blast. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Appreciate you. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the galactic guru of networking and one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.